540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Israeli Prime Minister's office is now denying reports of a ceasefire in Gaza that would enable aid to enter and foreigners to flee to Egypt. And a Hamas official is telling Reuters about the Rafah border crossing with Egypt opening for safe passage is not true. The BBC's Lise Doucette says there is a lot riding on that.
We understand there's 1,000 foreign nationals, Palestinians with second passports mainly, waiting at that Gaza border crossing, the only opening to the outside world. It's also the only passage for aid to get in. And the aid has been building up, truck after truck, at the Egyptian side of the border, waiting to go in. The Israelis say they need to inspect those goods before they get in. They're worried there could be weapons hidden inside.
President Biden's been invited by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to come to Israel. No word yet on if he will choose to accept. CBS's Scott Pelley asked Mr. Biden on 60 Minutes if the U.S. ability to help is being tested.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is heading to North Korea this week. It comes on the heels of a meeting with his Chinese counterpart in China today. Officials say the Israel, Hamas, and Ukraine wars were both discussed. One of the nation's largest pharmacy chains, Rite Aid, has filed for bankruptcy. In a statement, the company says it's restructuring to reduce its debt. It comes as the retailer has been dealing with slumping sales and lawsuits related to the opioid epidemic. Suzanne Summers has lost her battle with breast cancer. A look back on how the actor and businesswoman became a household name.
Come and knock on our door.
Summers was best known for her roles on TV shows like Three's Company and Step by Step, but was also an author, entrepreneur, and fitness icon.
Every single time you squeeze Thighmaster, you strengthen and tone right where you need it.
Back in 2018, she talked to Yahoo about her decades-long battle with skin and breast cancer and why she'd refused to get chemo.
I looked at the doctor and I said, I can't do this. The idea of flooding my body with chemical poison just doesn't reckon with who I am.
A memorial's expected next month. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports, the Texas Rangers draw first blood in the American League Championship Series with a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros. And in hoops, the New York Liberty avoid a sweep and take Game 3 of the WNBA Finals, beating the Las Vegas Aces 87-73. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome into the program. It is Friday. Yes, Friday the 13th, 2023, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Happy to have you here on a Friday afternoon. TGIF, Mr. Zommers, I'm not sure about you. I could use a weekend.
Yeah, definitely. For this Friday the 13th, spooky, not tonight, but tomorrow morning, I will be going to Manitowoc, hang out with some friends.
Oh, nice.
We've got other friends from around the state convening there to watch some spooky movies.
I don't know which ones.
All right. Maybe we'll watch Friday the 13th, one of the 800 of them.
Perhaps. Well, very good. Enjoy that time. I'm just going to chill. In Madison for most of the weekend. May have to do a little orchard tour on Sunday, but whatever folks are doing around the state of Wisconsin, do it safely. Rain, of course, in the forecast throughout most of Wisconsin today. Many homecoming parades, high school homecoming parades, have been either postponed or canceled due to the rain across the state. And, of course, the Wisconsin Badger football team, huge game against Iowa tomorrow at Camp Randall. Looks like it might not be quite a rainout. Well, of course, they have artificial turf there. Going to be chilly, though. And breezy. High is only in the low 50s. Breezy conditions at Camp Randall, and certainly damp, if nothing else. So be prepared for that. We will talk about that game, Wisconsin and Iowa, in the second hour of the show today. As Mr. Sommers mentioned, it is Friday the 13th. And, you know, nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun with that. My paternal grandmother, especially, was very, very superstitious about Friday the 13th. And, you know, it's fine to have some fun with that. I got no problem with that. But I do want to alert people and mention and call out that there is some very serious, scary things going on this Friday the 13th, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. What is happening is that some of the extremist Muslim folks in the world, and in particular Palestinians, have called for, whether you want to call it a day of rage or whatever, against Jewish people, in response to what's going on in the war on Israel in the Middle East. And we had on Alex Scher yesterday, a reporter here in Madison, and was on the UW-Madison campus, and he told us firsthand yesterday how many people of the Jewish faith are quite frankly scared to go out right now because of the hate towards Jewish people that is just rising in some parts, not everywhere, but some parts across the world and the U.S., and that, you know, there's this line of thought out there that, you know, that everybody's to blame on this. And that is making, and remember, the Jewish people have been a persecuted people for decades. Decades.
Well, centuries.
Centuries, thank you. And what happened on Saturday was the second largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And it's unfortunate And it's not, this is not hyperbole. All right. This is not just, oh, people are just like, here's what's happening today in America. There is an added and heightened security presence at the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. because of real threats, credible threats that our intelligence agency, our community have learned of. The New York City Police Department on heightened security, adding police officers. And by the way, they are down. That's a whole other cup of coffee. They are severely down in the amount of officers they need, but they are on heightened security. Many airports on heightened security today, if you are flying. You might not see all of this, but it is there. Because of the credible threats from some of the extremists in the Muslim world and Palestinians for what's happening in the Middle East. And I want to be very clear about this, all right? Because I was alive, very much so, during 9/11. And if you'll remember, for those of us who were there, lived through it, of course not at the sites, but were present when it happened, President Bush, a Republican, came out immediately and said, you know what, let's not judge those in the Muslim community, that the Muslim faith is by and large a peaceful faith, and these are extremists within the Muslim faith. That was a very important point, because it would have been very easy for George W. Bush to immediately lay blame on all Muslims and make them the bad guys. But he was very careful in those hours and days after 9/11 to say, look, we denounce all hate, and this is not a war on Muslim people. And what's needed is that kind of leadership across all of our political figures today. What's happening should not be a reflection of all Muslim people at all, or all Palestinians at all. And again, all loss of life is tragic. And I certainly hope that there are ways for humanitarian aid to be taken into Gaza. But let us not forget what happened on Saturday. This was an unprovoked attack by a terrorist organization, Hamas, who hides amongst civilians. And Hamas was, quote unquote, duly elected back. There hasn't been elections in Palestine since 2006 in Gaza. 2006. It's essentially a regime. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. Also, what's happening in Washington, D.C. The speaker's race continues to be a crap show. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on this and anything else that's on your mind on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today. Daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. 61 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered showers. 59 Thursday, showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show, the Todd Ball Show, that is, on the Civic Media Radio Network. 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. Mr. Sommer is on the board. Glad to be with you on what appears to be mostly a rainy day across the state of Wisconsin. At least it is here in Madison, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Want to give you a few more details on this story we started off with, this from Reuters News Service about an hour ago, Dateline Los Angeles. U.S. law enforcement agencies have escalated security measures to safeguard Jewish and Muslim communities. That's an important point. This is to safeguard both Jewish and Muslim communities ahead of a global pro-Palestinian protest expected today. But they urge members of the public to go about their daily routines. Now, that's easy to say if you're not a person of the Jewish faith in particular. As we heard from Alex Schur yesterday, after spending time at a Chabad on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus talking to Jewish students, many of whom do not feel comfortable going to class right now because it's being called out by some, keyword some, perhaps even a handful, but at least some professors reportedly are defending Hamas in this, or at least saying that Hamas had some right to this genocidal attack against Israel on Saturday. If you're a person of the Jewish faith, you feel very uncomfortable in that situation. Continuing on that story from Reuters from about an hour ago, police in the two most populous U.S. cities, New York and Los Angeles, so they would step up patrols, especially around synagogues and Jewish community centers, though authorities insisted they were unaware of any specific or credible threats. Quote, there's no reason to feel afraid. No one should feel they have to alter their normal lives, unquote. That according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who said in a briefing late yesterday. New York City Eric Adams said his office had directed police to, quote, surge additional resources to schools and houses of worship to ensure they are safe and that our city remains a place of peace, unquote. Adams said extra police patrols were being deployed in Jewish and Muslim communities alike. This is where we are at right now. And so, yes, I understand that the Israeli or the war on Israel is a international story. And by and large, we like to tie things into Wisconsin. But this has a Wisconsin thread, as we said yesterday. This affects our friends and neighbors in each of our communities, particularly of the Jewish faith. And by the way, of the Muslim faith, I would say as well. Because again, Palestinians, let alone organizations of a terrorist nature, do not represent all Muslims. So it's a good time to just, as my old teacher Andy Spies used to say, probably still does, he's still with us, thank God, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. And tone down the rhetoric just a little bit to take time for our brothers and sisters in our community, particularly those of the Jewish faith. If you want to call away in on that, certainly welcome to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your insight, your take on the day's headlines. Taking to our second story of the day, Washington, where things are a complete disaster in terms of trying to find a next Speaker of the House. Turning to CNN, Republicans are confronting a deepening leadership crisis that has left the House paralyzed with no clear path to elect a new speaker. After an effort to replace Kevin McCarthy following his historic ouster was derailed by entrenched opposition and deep divisions within the party. By failing to coalesce behind a candidate, Republicans have plunged the House into uncharted territory and effectively frozen the chamber at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. All eyes are now on U.S. Congressman GYM Jim Jordan of Ohio as he jumps into the speaker's race after Majority Leader Steve Scalise abruptly withdrew last night amid hardened positions and opposition from more than a dozen holdouts. Republicans have not immediately coalesced behind Jordan, however, and he may face the same math problem as Scalise. Here's what's going on. Donald Trump is essentially running the election for House Speaker without running the election for House Speaker. Allow me to explain, if you'd be so very kind. And again, you know, I'm a former Republican, left the party in 2011. I worked for U.S. Congressman in Washington and in Wisconsin, and here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin state senator. So that's my lens, that's my perspective of having at least spent some time on the Hill out in Washington, although it's been a few years, but still talking to people who are there, and knowing the Republican Party fairly well and how they operate, or at least certainly how they used to operate. So here's what's going on that you're not going to necessarily hear on a lot of sources. There is a, I would call it somewhat of a mainstream traditional Republican part of that caucus left. Although the problem is they rarely speak up and talk about it because they're too scared of the mega folks and getting primaried. And then there's kind of your large group of extreme Republicans. People have just kind of gone off the deep end and bought into Trumpism, which makes up the bulk of the current Republican caucus in the House. And I would put guys like Steve Scalise in that category. A guy who once said, "I'm David Duke without the baggage," said that. Of course, David Duke, the former Ku Klux Klan leader. Then you have Jim Jordan, who I have borrowed the phrase from my friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, GYM Jim Jordan. GYM, why do we say that? Because he is part of a very sad situation at The Ohio State University, in which tens and dozens of wrestlers, while he was an assistant coach there, assistant wrestling coach, came forward to him at the time to report a doctor within the University of Ohio, Ohio State University, I should say, saying that this doctor sexually abused them. And allegedly, Jim Jordan did nothing about it. And fast forward until Jim Jordan was in Congress or about to go in Congress, and he called several of these wrestlers crying, saying, don't out me about this because it'll ruin my political career. And then the doctor who all these sexual allegations were towards killed himself. And essentially Jim Jordan got off scot-free because there really wasn't a case anymore. Very similar to what happened, by the way, at Penn State with Joe Paterno and some of his assistant coaches turning a blind eye. So these two guys, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, not what I would call mainstream Republicans. They are certainly part of the mega caucus. Jim Jordan is known to be a close ally of Donald Trump. So that's the heart of that caucus right now. And then you have, and I don't know how else to put it, the spooky caucus or the spooky members. I put Matt Gaetz in that category, although he said that he would vote for Steve Scalise. And there are others, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bobart, this Mace woman. Mace is one of the kookiest. Apparently, she said that she was in the running to be the vice presidential nominee with Donald Trump on the Republican ticket next year. To which Trump's main campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, came out with a statement this morning that called it, I'll clean it up for radio, horse crap. He made it more explicit. He said, anybody who says that they're in the running to be Donald Trump's VP are just, they, I think he said the quote was, they're off their meds. Okay? So it's these, it's about anywhere from 8 to 12 of these people who are just la-la cuckoo birds, off the ranch nuts. And these are the people that are holding this whole thing up. Because they won't even go along with the heart of the Trump caucus, the mega caucus in the Republican Party. They're doing, and you say, well, why do they do this? Because, in my opinion, they idolize Donald Trump. They love his style. Think about it for a second. Donald Trump's style isn't to bring about results, certainly not compromise. It's all about Donald Trump. These people like this Congressman Mace woman, it is all about her. She wore literally a scarlet letter A on a white t-shirt yesterday, parading past the press to get attention. These people love, they saw that it worked for Donald Trump. They saw that a self-aggrandizing, self-serving campaign made Donald Trump, helped make him president of the United States. And they have the same nutty idea that by acting the same way, it will do the same for them and elevate them into power and prominence in American politics. His influence is controlling the House speakership indirectly. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. What say you?
Well, where to begin? Nancy Mace, who apparently is labeling herself as an adulteress because she must not understand the whole meaning of the Scarlet Letter, which I think I read back in 11th grade, that Hester Prim, I think it was being condemned because she was either seduced by a village elder and bore a child. And I think the child had to wear the letter as well. That
Nancy Mace got caught on video. It's going around. You can look it up now. She was, what do they call it, Zommers? Spit shots or whatever, where somebody takes a shot and then they put the shot in the mouth of another person and they keep passing it down the line. And Nancy Mace was a part of this.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that. But yeah.
You've never done it. All right, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and it just in gymnasium, Jim Jordan, who I refer to as pedophile protector Jim Jordan, because that's apparently what he did by his silence in protecting those young athletes.
Well, that's fair. I think that word is way overused right now. My understanding, this happened with college athletes, so I mean they were, you know, of age. But I get
right.
The point.
It's just because he didn't protect those young men. I mean, that's just pure and simple. He's too gutless to even admit it now, and that's what should be pointed out. He's got no call. He should not even be Congress, period.
Yes.
It's because of his moral...
By the way, you got 40 seconds, Mark. It's all yours. Go ahead. 40 seconds. Go.
And as far as the anti-Semitism, let's not forget the anti-Semitism that existed in this country that prevented us from taking in more Jews during the Holocaust. Prior to the Holocaust, we could have welcomed them here, as well as the rest of the world. I mean that it's been going on for a couple thousand years. As at times not been as bad, but I mean that it. It's remember 1492. They discovered Columbus discovered across the ocean blue to discover the United States, but also there was the El Humbug degree where. Queen Isabella kicked all the Jews out of...
We're up against the clock, Mark. Sorry about that. Appreciate the call. Give us a call next hour or next segment if you want. Stay tuned. More after this.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Israel is denying reports it's agreed to a ceasefire. This follows discussions over the weekend between U.S., Israel, and Egyptian officials for establishing a humanitarian corridor at the Rafah crossing, bridging southern Gaza and Egypt. Here's CBS's Robert Berger.
Egypt has agreed now to reopen the Rafah border crossing, which would allow humanitarian aid into besieged Palestinians. There are already long lines of trucks along the border. Aid has been coming into a nearby airport from all over the region.
Palestinians are fleeing northern Gaza as essentials like water, power, and food are in short supply. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus is with the Israeli Defense Forces.
The Gazan civilian population are not our enemies. We are not looking to strike them. And our military operations are focused on the military capacities of Hamas.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.